AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The UN Weather Agency is issuing a red alert on climate change. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
Global warming sped up last year. That's according to the UN Weather Agency and climate scientist John Kennedy.
2023 managed to be a bit of a surprise in terms of the global temperature, sea surface temperature, Antarctic sea ice. All of these things were record high or record low, relatively. By a surprising margin.
Also last year, over 90% of ocean waters experienced heat wave conditions at least once, and glaciers monitored since 1950 lost the most ice on record. I'm Shelley Adler.
Officials in Qatar say they're cautiously optimistic after talks with Israel's intelligence chief in Doha aimed at trying to reach a ceasefire with Hamas. In Germany today, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin vowed to continue supporting Ukraine as Congress stalls in providing more aid.
We will all be less secure if Putin gets his way. And we will all be less secure in a lawless, violent world where dictators can redraw borders by force, wipe countries off the map, and rebuild their old empires.
Congress has been deadlocked for months over a new $95 billion supplemental bill that includes about $60 billion for aid for Ukraine. Lawmakers in Hong Kong unanimously approved a new national security law. The AP's Raphael Wover reports it grants the government more power to quash dissent.
It will introduce some new laws about treason and insurrection. It will also toughen some of the sentencing for existing laws like sedition.
Critics worry the new law will further erode civil liberties Beijing promised to preserve for 50 years when the former British colony returned to Chinese rule in 1997. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting on Wall Street as the wait begins to hear from the Federal Reserve about what it will do next with interest rates. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow rose 90 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.7%. Technology stocks dropped as some of Wall Street's recent mania around artificial intelligence technology cools off. NVIDIA, which makes chips used in AI applications, fell more than 3%. NVIDIA's stock has more than tripled over the past year. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market as traders wait for the Fed's announcement on interest rates on Wednesday. Japan's central bank raised its benchmark interest rate back above zero. It was the first rate hike for the Bank of Japan since 2007. Seth Zutel, New York.
Ethiopia's biggest bank is trying to recover more than $40 million from a technical glitch that allowed customers to withdraw more than they had. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.